RicFlair.com presents 2 Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results. Every day I'm hustling. Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? James Harper here, and welcome back to the 2 Cents Worth podcast. I'm super excited for today's episode, but first, as always, I want to thank you, the listener, just for all the love, support, and just, you know, great feedback and community we've built through the first 12, 13 episodes here. We've had some wonderful guests on the podcast so far that have given incredible just insight and value. And all the 5-star reviews that you guys have left on iTunes, all the new followers on Spotify, all the downloads on Pandora. Much love for the love. Thank you, everyone. So today's episode is an episode I've been thinking about for a while now, and I've been very excited to just kind of jump on here solo and talk about. I also think it's one of the biggest missed opportunities in B2B sales, and it's how to solidify a second meeting after our first meeting with a cold prospect. Obviously, we talk about pound the pavement prospecting here, and we know the importance and the challenge it is to get someone who has no idea who you are to sit still and actually listen to you. Assuming that they're qualified and assuming you have a great conversation, how can we solidify having a second follow-up meeting? So there's 3 things we're going to go over today. I think these are 3 actionable steps that you could implement to your follow-up game right now. And I know that these 3 things will give us the best chance to win that second meeting. Because the truth is, sales, especially in B2B sales, we have longer sales cycles. It's just our reality. And we know how many touch points it takes to get a prospect to sit still and actually listen to us and get that first meeting. Assuming we have a great first meeting because we've prepared for it, our job's far from done. We have to push these people down the pipeline. We have to inspire them to move along into the buyer's journey. And we have to solidify that second meeting. It's all about putting one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, taking one step at a time, and just making sure that we're always keeping momentum high, because momentum is one of the most underrated things in any genre of sales. So rule number one, how to solidify a second meeting after you meet with a cold prospect. And this is basic sales one-on-one. But the reason that this is the first one is because I fail to do it myself at times. And I know a lot of other biz dev people that fail to do this. Set a date and confirm it in the actual first meeting. So for instance, if you've done all this work to finally meet with your prospect and get him to that first meeting, we've kind of hit our first hit, we've gotten on base, we've sold the first meeting, we're super excited. Towards the end of that meeting, go ahead and confirm a second follow-up date, assuming it was a quality and great conversation and that you want this buyer to move along with you. And this is really simple, guys. And for whatever reason, I think a lot of salespeople get caught up in the conversation. I know I do. We get caught up in the recapping what we discussed too much, or maybe we're just trying to get off the phone because we've kind of hit that plateau in the conversation with the new prospect and we don't know what to say next because maybe there's nothing to say next. And that's why we need to send over information and solidify a second meeting. Breaking the sales cycle up can be good. We know there's multiple steps in the sales cycle. It takes multiple meetings. So it's so critical that we're always focused on the next step, the next meeting. So I'm actually going to start doing this for myself. And this is basic sales one-on-one. I've heard about this for years. I've done it at times, but not consistently. And that's just confirming and selling the second meeting on the phone with your prospect It could be as simple as, hey, Bob, since I have you on the phone, definitely want to have a follow-up about this. I know you said next week you're kind of busy. Why don't we look at the week after Tuesday, 10 a.m., and just right now I can go ahead and send you a calendar invite and we can book it on our calendar. That way it's been confirmed. I think Jeb Blunt says it best in his book, Fanatical Prospecting, that a meeting's actually not confirmed until it's on your prospect's calendar. And I totally agree with that. And this is how we actually get that meeting on our prospect's calendar. All right, action step number two, send suggested dates right after the meeting with a recap of what you guys spoke about. Now, I see a lot of sales reps do this in the SaaS world. I see what comes to mind is like HubSpot reps always just seem to be on the freaking ball after a meeting. They'll send a beautiful recap of all the bullets that we spoke about, and then they will have multiple meeting dates set up that might be very conducive for my calendar. And they're on it. Now, the key here is strike while the iron's hot. Again, we know momentum is important. We know that when we leave that first meeting, often we can kind of have an adrenaline high, we can feel good, and we can kind of let that coast a little bit. I'm guilty of it, and I know a lot of other sales pros who are guilty of it. Don't let it coast and strike while the iron is hot. Therefore, just recap the meeting in a simple email and suggest three different times, or send your calendar link. Although I'm not a big fan of calendar links in the early phases because I believe it's creates the perception of work, that is an option. So I think just being on the ball, striking while the iron's hot, immediately after the meeting, both of you guys are feeling great. Hopefully your prospect's feeling good. You're riding that kind of initial contact high after meeting number one. Just send a recap of action items of what you're going to do, what maybe you're going to send to them, and suggest meeting times now. And say, hey, I would like to get this on my calendar ASAP, just so I know it's set and confirmed. And obviously, I'm going to put these in kind of order of how I would follow this chain of command in terms of follow-up. I would try to book the meeting right there with the prospect on the phone or on the Zoom call, whatever it may be. But if we miss that opportunity, go ahead, send a recap like you're going to do inevitably and suggest times. But the key is doing it quickly. Do it within the hour, do it within 2 hours, and make sure you're really emphasizing and pressing them to solidify a second meeting with you. Now, the third action step here, guys, and I think this is just a good kind of follow-up step, and we know money and sales really happens in the follow-up. The truth is sometimes prospects are hard to nail down. I've had great first, second, third meetings with prospects throughout our buyer journey. And for whatever reason, even if we are sending an email right after meeting number one with a quick recap of our meeting and suggested sales times, or if I try to set up a second meeting with them on the phone and they're kind of ducking and dodging that question a little bit because they're still unsure. Well, we know we're going to send a recap anyways. Send that recap, suggest times, but then you're going to run into the prospect that just flat out ghosts you. And typically prospects ghost you for a few different reasons. One, depending on who you're dealing with, like myself, I deal with a lot of just direct business owners, especially business owners of service-based businesses. They just flat out get busy. They have messy inboxes. They're not great at managing their calendars. Therefore, they literally just miss a lot of this, the details of what I need them to give me to solidify a second meeting. So I know my follow-up has to be strong. And sometimes email is not the best way to communicate with people. And I believe salespeople, again, myself included, fall into the trap of always just trying to communicate via email because it's easy, it's comfortable, and we can get a little bit complacent. Not only that, it allows us a little bit, gives us a little bit of flexibility and features in terms of opening and when our prospect might have clicked on the links we sent them. So I get it, but let's not just live in the inbox. So this third action step's big. pick up the phone and call them directly. I think all too often, the biggest misstep when we're getting ghosted by a prospect after meeting number one is we don't pick up the phone. Yes, they might be busy. That's the reason for them kind of ghosting us. Or they might not be ready to buy, or they need a little bit more of light, and I say that respectfully, light pressure applied to them to kind of push them forward to keep that momentum. So pick up the phone and call. Let me give you a great example. Last month, I had a wonderful first meeting with a prospect I've been trying to get a meeting with for quite some time now. We had the meeting. The meeting went 90 minutes, which is not typical. It was a scheduled 30-minute call. The rapport was great. This prospect's highly qualified. What my company, Agency Flair, can do for them is definitely a solution that they need, that we're confident in. Along those lines, I was pretty sure after that first meeting, we were going to have a follow-up meeting quickly. Well, that didn't happen because sometimes prospects just ghost you. And obviously, I sent the follow-up right away. I tried to confirm a meeting with him on the phone. He was kind of ducking and dodging. Sent that recap follow-up. Didn't get any response. Sent another follow-up because I'm comfortable and sometimes complacent just sticking to email. But I want this prospect. I have a desire to work with this company. So therefore, I just picked up the phone and called him. And you'd be surprised. He answered right away and said, "James, you've been on my mind. I've seen your emails. I've been meaning to get to you, but let's talk." And that turned into another half hour conversation. And I just called this guy out of the blue. And what happened there was I was able to solidify action steps in that kind of impromptu follow-up call and gauge his feeling on where we might be at within the buyer's journey and just gauge his feelings about us. The relationship is trending in the right direction. He's moving along in next steps. We set an accurate timeline. I confirmed a third meeting with him on that phone call. So I kind of did everything that I'm preaching in this podcast, but I didn't do it because that's what I led with. I've gotten here through mistakes, as I believe a lot of salespeople are also privy to make these mistakes because we manage a lot. We have a lot of we're communicating all day. But just the three biggest ways I can see improvement across the B2B sales realm to solidify a second meeting isn't rocket science. It's putting these three action steps in place. Try to get the confirmation and the calendar invite accepted and sent on meeting one itself for meeting number two. That second action step is send a quick recap right after the meeting of what you guys spoke about and suggest three times. Don't suggest five times. Don't overwhelm them with choice. Suggest three times. Maybe send a calendar link. And then that third action step right there is when we do get ghosted, when we are kind of seeing our prospects after a great first meeting go invisible, pick up the phone and call. It's just that simple. And then also I want to add, if you do call and you get a voicemail, this gives us wonderful opportunity. Right after you leave that voicemail, literally send your prospect an email titled, "Just left you a VM." And I guarantee you they're going to open it. One, they're going to have to check their voicemail and delete the voicemail. So hopefully they listen to the voicemail. So they're going to hear you one way or the other. But then they're going to see you in their inbox, kind of holding them accountable, putting it on their radar like, "Hey, called you, left you a voicemail. What's going on here?" I always think the, "Hey, just left you a voicemail" email is one of the most powerful emails because it puts a little bit of light pressure on them to maybe give you some sort of response, just so we know where we're at within the process. Because again, we're always trying to get to a yes or a no with our cold prospects. Always need to get direction with where we're going because we don't want to waste their time. But more than anything, we don't want to waste our time. Anyways, guys, this is how a few things on how I've been solidifying second meetings lately. I really like rule number one, just confirm the second meeting on the call, first meeting itself, because we've worked our asses off to get a cold prospect to sit still and listen to us. So now it's time to actually keep the momentum high, which is so critical, and move them along our pipeline. All right, guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. But more than anything, if you're looking for more outbound sales and prospecting content that focuses on B2B cold prospecting, head over to agencyflare.com. We host a monthly newsletter, completely free, will always be free. We jam pack that with all the statistics that we see as an outbound agency going on in today's outbound sales world. And we just try to give you as much value as we can. We want to serve this industry that's given so much to us. That's agencyflare.com. Get our outbound sales monthly report, no strings attached. We've built a great community from this podcast to the newsletter, but we've gotten great feedback from you guys about the newsletter, which just helps us improve the content we're producing. Anyways, as always, guys, thanks for all the love and look forward to speaking with you next time.